joined on the Green by contributor Eileen Dalabrito, who this week took a look at rising food prices post-pandemic and where they're impacting people the most. Eileen, we appreciate you taking some time to talk about it here on the Green this week.
Great to be here, Tom.
So generally speaking, how much are food prices up, and is it really kind of just across the board?
Well, globally, prices are up 40% over this time a year ago. In the United States, where food is typically cheaper and more abundant than in the other countries, the increase hasn't been as steep, but it's still significant. For example, in April, the price of fruits and veggies rose more than 3% just in that month alone. And the price of proteins, beef, pork, poultry, is up even more.
So what are some of the broad factors that are driving these increases in food prices?
It is a complex stew. First, let's blame Mother Nature. About one-fourth of the nation's food is grown in California, which is really suffering through a protracted drought. And that means higher prices at the grocery store, especially things like almonds and avocados, grapes, lettuce, and milk. And in Brazil, they are suffering through the worst drought in 100 years. And that is filtering into the cost of coffee beans. Also, it just is way more expensive to get food to market. The rates on shipping rates have doubled in the past year, which means that prices of imported foods are higher. And domestically, higher gasoline prices are driving up the cost of trucking food to warehouses and stores. Plus, there's a shortage of truck drivers, and that's giving prices another bump. Add into all of that that feed prices for hogs and cattle and chicken have really taken off. Between May 2020 and May of 2021, soybean prices were up more than 86%, and corn was up 111%.
Some major, major changes. In your piece, you highlight a couple of specific cases of really big bumps, including with crabs and crab meat. What are some of the reasons that is spiking, and how bad is that?
Well, when shoppers look at the price of crab meat, they are literally shell-shocked. $50 a pound for Maryland lump crab meat, double what it was a year ago. The crab industry is really getting a 1-2 punch. First, the crab harvest is the lowest it's been in years. And second, there's a shortage of crab pickers. It's a hard, nasty job that does not pay well, and a lot of people are either still collecting unemployment benefits from the pandemic or found another way to make money.
And it's not just crabs. Other seafood also seeing some spikes, right?
Indeed. Shortages are rippling through the seafood industry. We're seeing price increases on king crab legs, snow crabs, Dungeness crabs. Seafood sellers have to catch a wider net to find lobsters, which are in scarce supply due to labor shortages. The people aren't catching bait. There aren't enough people to crew the boats to go out, and there aren't enough people to pick lobsters and get lobster meat. I spoke to someone who's vacationing in Maine this morning, and he says that in Maine, lobster rolls are selling for $25 a pop.
Wow. And you also said steak is an issue as well. What is the situation with steak?
Well, filet mignon is $40 a pound wholesale. And that's sirloin steak that cost $99 a pound last year at the market is now $16 a pound or more. That said, shoppers are making out fairly well. While wholesale prices of beef have risen like 40, 50%, the typical consumer is paying only 5% more for ground beef and 10% more for the lesser cuts of steak compared to a year ago.
So you mentioned a little bit about what shoppers are actually seeing. Can you tell us a little bit more how this is all affecting supermarkets and what people are seeing when they go in to buy their usual groceries?
Well, at BJ's, I understand shoppers were lined up to buy $5 rotisserie chickens, which are a popular doorbuster for warehouse stores. The birds were literally going from the spit to the container to the shopping cart. And a lot of shoppers, they're still maintaining their pandemic pantries, stockpiling food and supplies. When they see a good deal, they grab it.
And how about restaurants? I mean, what's the impact of all this on restaurants and as they, you know, try to balance the higher costs and trying to, you know, keep their prices reasonable to bring people back to restaurants?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. Society is reopening way faster than most people anticipated, and people are eager to dine out. But eating and drinking establishments are responding to higher prices and shortages by tweaking their menus. And we are seeing higher prices on such standbys as chicken wings and burgers. Mrs. Rubino's, an Italian restaurant in Wilmington, has just given up its Thursday crab night special because they just can't, they don't want to ask those prices and they have a tough time getting the crabs anyway. At Harry Savoy Grill in North Wilmington, the price on their signature prime rib is now $39.95 for a 12-ounce cup. And that means that the restaurateur is essentially splitting his increased prices with the consumer.
I was going to say, it's also been tough on restaurants. You previously reported about kind of the difficulty with labor. So it's really kind of a 1-2 punch for restaurateurs. I mean, they're trying to maybe lure more workers in with, you know, either bonuses or higher wages. But at the same time, they've also got this, you know, pricing situation and trying to, you know, kind of draw people back in. And it's got to be really difficult for restaurateurs at this point. They're doing a real juggling act.
It is. It's a very delicate dance.
So how about, you know, generally, you mentioned a little bit earlier that people were kind of, you know, still keeping their kind of pandemic pantries full. With these prices, when they see good deals, are we likely to see people, for lack of a better term, maybe hoarding some of these things when they can get them and get them at a good price? And is that likely to kind of continue these high prices a little bit longer if people are kind of making runs on different things?
Well, beef is the new toilet paper. Except you can stash toilet paper in the closet or the basement, and it never goes bad. With perishables, shoppers can only stockpile what they can freeze or refrigerate. So it's uncertain as to whether that might contribute to continued high prices, because those supplies have to be replenished regularly, and hopefully the gaps in the supply chain will be filled over time.
So with that in mind, what is the outlook long term? Is this likely to stay with us for a little bit while, or will we see maybe some relief, you know, in the short term with food prices, whether they be at the grocery store or dining out at restaurants?
I think the droughts in California and Brazil will impact prices for months to come. We have to wait it out and hope for rain. It will be interesting to see what impact there will be on labor when the government pandemic unemployment benefits are phased out in September. Hopefully we'll see more people processing food and transporting it to market.
So an opportunity to maybe see a little bit of relief, but chances are you've got to buckle up a little bit for the long term in terms of paying a little bit more, whether you want that crab meat or whether you want that nice big burger or that nice filet mignon.
That's our situation.
All right, Eileen Dalabrida, we really do appreciate you taking some time to join us this week on The Green. Thanks for your time and thanks for your reporting.
Thanks, Tom.